Wing TV with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, August 31st, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're very honored and excited to have a special guest on today, Mr. Dave Von Kleist, who is the host of not only the Power Hour radio show, but also the hottest video out there today, 9/11 in plain sight. I know this video has been creating a buzz everywhere in every corner of the internet and beyond also. So, Dave, welcome to Wing TV. We're so glad you can be here with us.
Welcome, Dave.
Thank you. The honor is mine.
Yeah. Well, Dave, let's, as we said, let's get started right away. We don't have a lot of time today. As we can see in your video and in also in many other areas, there's undeniable proof now that no Boeing 757 hit the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11. With that said, we can understand why the government and the mainstream media don't want to accept this information, because basically it'll bring the whole house of cards down. But what troubles me is that there's numerous people, numerous well-known people in the 9/11 research field who absolutely refuse to acknowledge or promote the stuff that's in your video. So my question to you is, why is that? Why are people in the 9/11 field so against putting this information out there?
I really can't answer that. I suppose we should probably ask them if they're willing to address the issue.
Well, you know, we have asked some of them, and it's amazing how they will ignore photographic evidence and latch on to these obscure, I don't know, remote pieces of information when we've got, you know, proof. The roof line was intact after the alleged strike.
Yeah.
Correct?
Well, yeah, the video footage and the photographic evidence clearly shows that the outer ring of the Pentagon did not collapse until approximately 33 to 35 minutes after the event, whatever that event was.
Yeah. Well, about a week or so ago, you were on the Coast to Coast radio show with George Norrie, and one of the best things you said that night is that in your video, you don't want to go on conjecture or you don't want to theorize. You just want to go on the facts and take the evidence. So with the starting with the Pentagon, why don't we go step by step and see what happened there? What kind of evidence can you relay to the people out there?
All right. Well, first of all, just like many other folks, I was very skeptical when I first heard the contention that there was no 757 that had hit the Pentagon, and that was being brought forward, of course, by Terry Masson, the French author, in his book, Le Pentagate.
Right.
So that's when I began looking through all the photographs that we had collected through the magazines and coffee table books that were released right after September 11th, as well as some of the video footage that we had obtained from the DVD that was released by CNN entitled America Remembers. And nowhere could we find any photographic or video evidence of that 757 hitting the Pentagon. And the fact that the more that we looked, we came across other photographs that were taken before the Pentagon had collapsed. And that clearly showed that there was a hole that was less than 20 feet across and certainly not big enough to accommodate a 757.
Exactly.
Furthermore, there was no wreckage in the front of the building, so we had to ask the question, how does a 757, the entire plane, wings, engine, tail, fuselage, everything, how does it all fit into a 20-foot hole and leave no wreckage in the front? And the obvious answer is it's impossible to do that. So we had to jump on that particular bandwagon and agree with the French author that the 757 had not hit the Pentagon, but in fact something else had to have done this.
Right.
So, I mean, and again, I realize that this is conjecture, but the video and photographic evidence screams this information.
And it amazes me. We had a guest on our show a couple weeks ago named Kyle Hentz. I'm sure you're aware of him. And after the show was broadcast, and we got into a very heated debate, well, afterwards we kept it going, and I asked him, I says, when you're doing all these anniversary commemorations for 9/11, why don't you bring out 9/11 in plain sight and all this other evidence? And he said basically to me, he said, well, people can't handle this. You know, it'd be too much for them. But we just saw this Zogby poll of New Yorkers, and most of them don't believe the government story already.
It looks like they're more than ready to handle it.
Well, you know, I can't help but think of the Jack Nicholson quote from the film, you know, and he says, you can't handle the truth. and you know, it's really curious when you think about it. You can ask most Americans. In fact, there was a poll done by USA Today a year or two ago, and they asked the question, you're probably aware the USA Today usually has a poll in the lower left corner of our page. And in this particular poll, they asked the question, who do you trust? And at the very bottom of the list was the United States government, with
right.
a whopping 6% of the trust of the American people. Right behind them was the mainstream media.
Exactly.
So the point is that most Americans, the overwhelming majority of Americans, do not trust their government or do not trust the mainstream media. Then why is it so difficult for us to accept the idea that when somebody challenges the media or the government on a particular quote-unquote conventional wisdom story, why is it that when they challenge the government or the media, they're immediately attacked as conspiracy theorists and wackos and kooks?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, this doesn't make sense.
Also, we know that eyewitness accounts have often been dismissed routinely, summarily, as you put it on your website, in other cases. Why is it now eyewitness testimony is taking such prominence and has such strength as far as 9/11?
Well, as long as the eyewitness testimony supports the contention or the conventional wisdom news stories in the government line, well, then they will hold those witnesses close to their heart.
Right.
Say that these people are full of integrity and that's what we have to listen to. But when those eyewitnesses are contrary to the government line or the mainstream media, they're summarily dismissed.
Exactly.
So the only thing that we could do as far as witness testimony is concerned is listen to what they have to say and then compare it to the photographic or video evidence. Let's go back to Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
The witnesses, many witnesses, said that the building exploded and the debris was blown across the street.
Mm-hmm.
The photographic evidence supported that particular contention. However, the government line and the mainstream media said that the building was blown in and that there was a crater, and of course, all these witnesses were not credible.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go to the TWA 800. We had 726 witnesses
wow.
all state that they had seen a missile hit TWA Flight 800, and over 200 of them signed affidavits to that effect. However, the government line was that it was not a missile, it was simply a fuel tank explosion, and all of these witnesses were summarily dismissed, despite the physical evidence. Now we come to September 11th. We hear about witnesses that said that they had seen a plane hit the Pentagon. Well, we look at the evidence, and in this case, the evidence does not support that contention that the 757 hit the Pentagon. However, these witnesses are being held close to the chest of the government and mainstream media, and that is their main support system when it comes to the statement that the 757 Flight 77 hit the Pentagon.
Those witnesses are also being held close to the chest of certain 9/11 researchers, to our dismay.
But well, this is true.
But if no 757 hit the Pentagon, then that pretty much throws the suicide hijacker theory out the window, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and I have to admit that, you know, there are a lot of people that have done very good research.
They have.
Yes.
Digging through the connection between the Bush administration, the CIA, the Bin Laden, the Carlyle Group, the Halliburton, the Brown and Root connection, the money trail,
mm-hmm.
the put options, all of that information is indeed valid information.
Sure.
Because we do know that the CIA had created Saddam Hussein,
yeah, exactly.
and created, you know, mm-hmm. the opposition groups like the Taliban, and has done
yeah.
so for decade after decade, for whatever reason. Now, the situation here is obviously along comes video footage that basically is contrary to the concept that the terrorists did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a lot of researchers who are heavily invested in chasing that particular avenue of thought that the terrorists were guilty of September 11th.
Right.
I have no doubt that there were Middle Eastern connections
mm-hmm.
involved in this very, very complex series of events that transpired on September 11th. But I think anybody with a small amount of gray matter in their skulls can look at the photographs, the video footage, and the pictures, and realize that there's no way that a simple terrorist hijacking could be responsible for some of the things that we're seeing on these video clips.
Yeah.
For example, the flash that occurs on both towers before the planes hit their targets. That is inconsistent with a simple hijacking.
Yeah.
And then there's the issue about something being attached to the bottom of the plane that hit the South Tower.
Yeah. Well, before I move on to that, let's get back to the terrorists for just a second.
Sure.
And there's a guy named Hani Hunjour, who, if you believe the government and the media, they said he was the man who piloted mm-hmm. this 757, Flight 77, into the Pentagon. Yet every single person who trained him over a course of a number of years, said this guy was not only incompetent and dumb and dumber, they said this guy could barely even drive an automobile, and they said he absolutely could not fly an airplane. So how are we to believe that, you know, someone was doing these Top Gun maneuvers, flying just a couple feet above the ground and banking and all these 270-degree turns? He absolutely didn't do it, did he?
Well, it would be hard to prove that he did.
Right.
Okay, but I have a little scenario. Let's say that I'm a very unscrupulous, vicious, vile, mean-spirited individual, and I'm well known in my community as a very successful businessman, and I hobnob and rub elbows with the commissioner and police chief and the mayor and all that stuff, and everybody knows me. I sit on the board of directors, and right down the street from me lives another guy who happens to represent a threat to me, because, you see, I make widgets, and he makes widgets too, but his widgets are a little better than mine, and he sells them cheaper, and he's honest, and he's also going to run for selectman. I don't like this man. I want him out of the picture. So let's say that being the unscrupulous, vicious, mean-spirited person that I am, in the stealth of night, I go down and I plant explosives all around his house. And any time I want, I can push this little button and blow him and his family to kingdom come.
Uh-huh.
Rather than do that like that, I go down to the local convenience store, and there's a bunch of kids sitting there hanging out in the parking lot listening to their boom-bitty-boom music and their multicolored hair and their tongue rings. And I go up to them and say, hey, you guys, what's up? Hey, how'd you like to make like $100 this weekend? I got a couple bags of fireworks here. I'm having a party, and at 6 o'clock sharp, I was wondering if you guys would let it off. I'll pay you $100. And these guys say, oh, wow, they're given some supplies, they're given funding, and they say, hey, this would be pretty cool. So they'll say, okay, yeah, we'll do it. So that Friday, you've got a party planned, and you've got the commissioner there, the chief of police, the mayor, the fire chief, blah, 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 and they're all sitting there sipping their martinis, and you say, let's go out on the back porch and enjoy the entertainment. So everybody steps on the back porch, and as everybody gets out and starts to watch these fireworks being let off by these kids that are simply doing what you had asked, you reach in your pocket and you push the button and blow up your competition's home. The firefighters get there and the police get there, and who do they arrest?
The kids.
The kids.
Exactly. What a perfect analogy.
Is it possible that the kids are the Taliban?
Exactly. That's a great, great analogy.
Mm. I mean, we have to think outside the box. And I have another quick analogy, because inevitably you're going to get people that will ask the question. It happens every single time. They say, Dave, well, if the plane didn't hit the Pentagon,
where is it?
Where is the plane?
Right.
Okay, same thing with the ones at the towers. If the planes that hit the towers were not the planes that took off from the commercial airports, then where are they? You've got to answer that question. And my response would be, no, I don't have to answer that question. And for me to do so would be to engage in conspiracy theory.
Yep.
However, another quick analogy. Let's say that you live in Los Angeles, and you have a dear friend or a loved one or a family member, and you've got to put them on a bus down to San Diego. So you take them down to the local Greyhound bus station, and you put them on a bus. You see them get on the bus. They sit down, and they wave at you through the window. And you both smile, and off your friend goes, off on the bus to San Diego. Later that afternoon, it is reported on television that a Greyhound bus went out of control as it entered San Diego. It slammed into the city hall, exploded, and everybody was killed. And you're saying, oh, no, that's horrible. And everybody is mourning, and they have celebrations, and they mourn the dead and everything like that. And lo and behold, about 2 or 3 weeks later, somebody shows up with a photograph of the bus just as it slammed into the city hall.
Uh-huh.
Only problem is that in this picture, it's a Trailways bus. This is where we're at right now in this new investigation into what happened on September 11th. Because the photographs and the video footage clearly question
the contention that
planes that hit the towers were commercial aircraft.
Yeah. Well, we're watching a video today. It was on the internet, and there's videos that were made at the Pentagon, at the Sheraton Hotel, at the gas station across the street, at the highway in front of the Pentagon, yet the government hasn't released any of these videos. If they wanted to put the whole thing to rest, they could very easily, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely they could. And if you go through the hundreds and hundreds of photographs and video footage that you can find from any of the magazines You can, if you look carefully along the outside of the Pentagon, you can find video cameras planted, you know, placed on the building and on the light tower, the light poles. I mean, there were video cameras all over the Pentagon. I mean, we're talking about the Pentagon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So you can go to your local Walmart. We did this right here in Missouri. There's a little town called Sedalia, and they got a super Walmart there. And I just happened, Joyce and I happened to sit in the parking lot, and we counted 27 video cameras on the top of the Walmart. Now, if there's 27 video cameras surveilling the parking lot of a Walmart, how many video cameras do you think would be at the Pentagon surveilling every square inch
of the frames?
In July.
For them to release five very fuzzy frames taken from several hundred yards away from the event is literally a slap in the face for the intelligence of most Americans.
Yeah.
In July, the Power Hour mailed copies of In Plain Sight to 20 government agencies, and you've gotten one response. Would you like to comment on the answer you received?
Well, we sent off, as you mentioned, copies of the DVD to many different government offices and officials. And,
including the president.
Six different questions. And we sent one off to Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's office, and we did not get the response that we wanted. What we did get is a letter basically stating that they did not want to contribute to many of the conspiracy theories that are out there, and if we wanted to find out what had really happened, we would have to contact an agency within the department, and they would tell us exactly what happened.
Well, weren't they referring you to the 9/11 Commission?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to pull that one up right now. That if you go to the website 911inplainsight.com, right across the top you can see several different banners, subjects, and if you go to the DOD information, you'll see the letter that I had written.
Yes, I looked at it.
Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, and we asked the six questions. Why were there so many reports of bombs or explosions going off in and around the Trade Center? Why did firefighters, reporters, and other eyewitnesses report hearing explosions being detonated? Why did a Fox News employee report seeing no windows on Flight 175? What is the bright flash seen just before the impact on both the North Tower and the South Tower? Was there a, quote, pod, unquote, of some sort attached to the bottom of the plane that they called 175? And if so, why was it there? And finally, now, after all those questions, and they had nothing to do with the Pentagon, the last question was, how does a plane 125 feet wide and 155 feet long fit into a hole in the Pentagon, which was only about 16 feet across?
You're officially challenging the media to prove its independence from the government. What have been the responses to that?
Well, the response from Secretary Rumsfeld's office basically was, as I said, and it was Harold Heilsness who wrote back. He says, we are not interested in contributing to the many conspiracy theories regarding the events of that tragic day.
You haven't gotten responses from the media, huh?
No, the silence from mainstream has been deafening because, unfortunately, I think that they all know that their pants are very firmly around their ankles on this.
Yeah. And one thing you point out over and over again in your video is that you're not engaging in theorizing. You're sticking totally to facts in this. So you're not going into theory. So how can they even call it a conspiracy theory?
Right. In fact, Dave said he got into this to support the theory that the Boeing hit the Pentagon, and it turned out to be just the opposite.
We see the powers that be are desperate to somehow discredit the messenger and ignore the message.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, inevitably, whenever I'm doing, you know, being interviewed on some of these other mainstream talk shows around the country, inevitably, I'll get a phone call, or a caller will call in and say, "Yeah, I'll bet you belong. I bet you think that UFOs were responsible for this, you know."
Yeah.
And so this is how they basically play it. If they don't bring up UFOs, they bring up black helicopters or bring up something like that because they don't want to deal with the message.
Yeah.
So they'll call somebody a conspiracy theorist, expecting that everybody out there is going to go, "Oh, I get it. This is a bunch of hula."
Yeah. Well, Dave, before we wind this down, let everyone know how they can find your site, how they can listen to your radio show, and how they can order this video.
All right, first of all, the video is entitled 911 in Plain Sight, and you can read about it and look at some video clips online if you go to our website, 911inplainsight.com. And that's In Plain Sight, and that's PlainSight.com. You can listen to the radio show Monday through Friday from 7 until 10 a.m. Central Time, with a replay from 9 until 12 midnight Central Time at www.thepowerhour.com. Now, if you'd like to get a copy of this DVD or VHS, we are asking a donation. Now, we could have marketed this thing all day long. I mean, you've seen the video.
Yes.
What would you say the production quality on this?
Oh, it's excellent.
Or not? Polished.
Exactly.
It is broadcast quality. It cost us some good dollars to put this together. We could have marketed it all day long for $24.99 or even $29.99, but we're putting it out there for a donation of $15 suggested and $5 shipping. Mm-hmm. And you can either order online or you can call this toll-free number, 866-773-9469. Again, that's 866-773-9469.
And if anybody,
and you have permission to make copies, you have permission to show this on cable access.
Very
any
good.
Way that we can get this information out before a global
right.
thermonuclear disaster results from all the other
we
countries of this world
yeah.
becoming aware of this information
enough.
And
yeah.
maybe even launching a preemptive strike against us.
Right.
Stop GW.
Yeah. We if you haven't seen this video, everybody out
get
there, you have to see it. Dave, one last question before we go. If this information brought out in this videotape reaches every person in the country on a wide scale basis, it'll make the bottom drop out of this
yeah.
government.
Well, nobody here wants to drop the bottom out of our government. We all support, or at least I support, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the principles that were given to us by our founding fathers.
Right, but the government doesn't.
That's right. If we can reestablish integrity, honesty, and truth in our government, well, then we support it. But we're not going to stand for the assimilation of everything that we hold near and dear by a corporate board that has one party in this country, the U.S. corporate party,
right.
with sub-party A, the Republicrats, mm-hmm. and sub-party B, the Demopublicans.
Exactly. Well, Dave, thank you so much. We've been looking forward to this for weeks now
yes.
to have you on here.
Thank you so much.
Everybody out there, if you haven't seen this videotape, this is a must. Dave, keep up the good work. Good luck with your radio show, and just thank you for being on.
The pleasure was all
thank
mine.
You,
thank
Dave.
You,
Dave.
Take care. And
take
we'll
care.
Be back again tomorrow on Wing TV with a Ralph Nader representative talking about his candidacy. We'll see you tomorrow on Wing TV.
Watch this video.